yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm here with Adam Major. Adam, I covered college baseball this year, and obviously Brody Brech, one of your people from Iowa, one of you, I'm assuming one of your friends.
Yeah.
Played with him back in 2021.
Yeah, I got to play with him for 1 year, and super excited to see where he ends up this year.
What advice would you give him as he starts his major league process?
Just to continue being him. There's a reason that he's in this situation, and just to keep going with his work ethic and his attitude, and just get out there every day and continue to grind.
If you could go back to pre-draft Adam, when everything was kind of swirling, you're having the conversations, you're figuring out where you're going to be picked, where you're going to go, what would you say to yourself? What advice would you give yourself?
Just really enjoy the moment. You only get one of these opportunities, and just really soak it up and try to have as much fun with your family and friends as possible.
What do you remember about draft day?
I actually had a draft party at my house, so it was a little crazy, but I kind of remember going in around the back half of first round, early second round, inside to kind of like really bunker down and figure out when I was going to go. And then I remember getting a text from my agent like, how'd you like Petco Park? And so I was like, okay, I had an idea that I was going there. And then I remember just that pick was kind of over a commercial break, so it was a little funny, the timing, and then just seeing the name pop up, it was a really cool experience.
What was your biggest takeaway from that day?
That you never know what's going to happen, and the day feels a lot longer than you expect it to. It's mentally, it's a little bit draining, but it's also a lot of fun.
How about throughout the process of going through the farming system? What would you say to Brody? How do you get through that whole entire grind?
I'd say, again, like, stick to what's made him successful, because his stuff is going to play no matter what level he's at. So really take that, and then also take the coaching they're going to give you. I know he's had really good coaches at Iowa, but this is almost like a little bit of a different level, and they just have a little bit more expertise in how to really manipulate and go through a season. It's definitely a longer season than the college season, so it's going to be a grind, but it's also a lot of fun with the guys.
You guys could be teammates or play against each other. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be really cool. He's a great guy, so you know, whatever happens to him, I'm super excited, super happy to keep following him.
Iowa forever.
Iowa forever. Go Thanks. Hawks.
What do you remember about the first time you saw him pitch?
First time I saw him pitch would have been not until winter, because he was still playing football by that time. But I had heard throughout the fall, like, oh, there's this freshman. He's coming in throwing 100, and I was like, okay, that's – you hear that a lot, and then, like, guys end up throwing, like, mid to upper 90s. But this – I mean, Brody came in throwing absolute heat, and so it was really cool seeing one of the winter bullpens, him going out there, and I was like, okay, yeah, I can see why he's also playing football, just with, like, his body type and how he really has a strong work ethic.
Did you guys ever get competitive with each other?
I mean, you're always a little bit competitive with your teammates, but it was in a good and healthy way, I'd say. It was nothing crazy, and at the end of the day, we always wanted what was best for each other, and always wanted to see our team win at the end of the day.
Who's the better football player?
Him, for sure. Him, for sure. I stopped playing in high school, and he got to go on to play at a Power 5 school, so I give that to him 10 times out of 10.
I'll have to see you guys go head-to-head someday. We'll get a football in both really of your
cool.
hands.
That'd be really cool.
Well, one of the things that
Marvin Harrison came on the podcast, right, and said that, I don't know, you may know Marvin Harrison as a receiver, said that hitting a home run is more difficult than catching a touchdown pass. Now, was Brody like a, I don't want to, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, super nice.
Football snob, though? Like, was he like, hey, listen, this baseball thing's easier, no?
No, I think he understood how hard baseball was, especially as a pitcher. Like, there's just some days where you don't have a feeling for any type of pitch, and it can be an absolute grind to get through a couple innings. But, you know, I feel like he was really good about, he focused on football during football season, and then as soon as I was over, he was full on baseball.
Was he the best athlete that you've ever played with? I mean, you don't usually get guys who play college football and baseball.
He's definitely up there. I mean, you get guys in the big leagues, too, that are just complete freak athletes, too. So it's tough to say, but he's definitely up there.